This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, my name's Daryl Ong, and you're tuned in to Barnan, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Our guest this week is 15-year-old Aliya Yong Hanifa, a water skier who made history winning the women's trick title in the 2011 SEA Games at just 8 years old, making her the youngest gold medalist in the Games history. She's part of the infamous Hanifa Yong sporting family, which includes former F1 driver Alex Yong and national water skiing champion Philippa Yong. Since a young age, Aliya's determination and drive to be the best put her at number one in the world for her age group. Not a common sport in Malaysia, she's here in the studios to tell us more about her passion for gliding in the water. We talk about juggling her professional water skiing career and her studies, and she gives us some insight into the extreme sport. So, 15 years old and you already have numerous gold medals in your bag.
Yeah.
Do you feel that time went by just too quickly for you?
I know, yeah. For a 15-year-old girl, like, I have won, like, many achievements, and I think that there's a lot more life to go on.
Definitely. just last month, you came back from the U.S. You went to Florida for the U.S. Junior Masters. Can you tell me a bit about the experience? You won silver there, right? And I think it's your biggest achievement to date at the Masters?
It's definitely the biggest achievement because, like, I've been trying for 3 years now to get even on the podium.
Okay.
And, like, being on the podium makes me feel, like, so happy. And, like, it's, like, all the hard work has, like, paid off, you know?
Great. So from the last 2 years that you didn't make the podium to this year, you know, what was the thing that you changed? And, you know, what was the driving factor that actually put you on the podium?
I think it was just, like, me going for it, you know, and not thinking about anyone else that's on the water and just, like, doing it for me and for, like, for my family and, like, making Malaysia proud, basically.
Great stuff. Yeah. You started water skiing at the age of 5 and, you know, started trick skating at 6,
yeah.
Right? When I was 6, I don't even know what I was doing. But your first memory of actually getting into the water was at 6 months old.
Yes, my dad actually, like, threw me in the water when I was 6 months old at, like, our local swimming pool area, and, like, I guess that's just when I really loved water.
So you came from a water skiing family, younger brothers also rank skiers, your dad is your coach. Is it pretty much water skiing 24/7 for you at home, you know, at dining tables, when you're studying? Is it all water skiing?
Yeah, we ski basically, like, every day. And, like, I rarely want to rest, so we're always on the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Do you get any rest at all?
I mean, yeah, definitely I get, like, rest because my dad forces me to rest, like, at least a day. But, like, I always want to, like, be in the water and train.
Do you remember your first ever water skiing championship or competition?
I think, yeah, it was, like, when I was 5. That was my first competition. It was the Nationals. And, like, I think I got on the podium. Yeah. So that was, like, my first achievement.
Wow. Tasting success at such a young age. A younger age.
Yeah.
Just tell me a bit about your love. Like you said, when your dad threw you into the swimming pool at 6 months old, you instantly fell in love with water. But in the case of water skiing, and, you know, what was it about the sport that drew you in?
I think, I was really inspired by, like, all the really pro skiers that came to our lake in, like, 2008 when my dad held the World Cup. So, like, I was just really amazed by all the flips and tricks and all they did. And I was just like, oh, I want to be like them one day, you know.
Would you say you're beating them now?
Oh, no. some, maybe. No, I don't know.
All right, we'll come to, you know, water skiing as a sport later on. But I want to talk a bit about your two younger siblings, Aiden and Adam.
Yeah.
You know, what's your relationship with them? Is it mentor-mentee, or are you guys kind of in the same student boat?
I mean, like, since I'm older and, like, they're my two younger brothers, I try to be the mentor, basically. And, like, I always try to be, like, a role model to them so they can, like, follow me in my footsteps and everything.
I noticed you have a couple of other interests out of water skiing. I mean, it does seem that your life revolves completely around water skiing,
yeah.
But you like horse riding as well.
Yeah, I do a lot of, like, alternative sports and, like, horse riding. I do a bit of volleyball in school also. just to distract me a bit.
Just to distract, right? Yeah. But do you see, do you feel that there is actually takeaways you can take from volleyball and horse riding and apply it into water skiing?
I guess, like, the fitness I get out of it, that is definitely, like, one. And, like, I mean, those other sports are just basically to distract me from water skiing, because, like, water skiing all the time is not so fun for me.
Right. So your life is completely filled with sports. Even in your free time, you go for sports. That's great. I wish I'd done that, actually. As with most younger athletes, Alia, you're still in school, 15 years old, balancing their professional career, and your professional career is taking off so much. I'm sure it's hard to keep up with schoolwork, right?
Yeah, it's like a lot of work, because I'm like off the water more than all my classmates. I mean, off school. Okay.
Off school, right.
Yeah. So anyway, since I'm like always off school, like more than my classmates, it's like really hard to like kind of catch up with work and everything. Mm. And like since I'm going to my GCSEs like next year already, it's kind of hard to work things out. But I mean, I'm doing okay for now.
Is your parents, you know, mom and dad, do they, you know, give you a timetable? All right, so from this time to this time, you're on the water. But if not, you're hitting the books.
Well, not really, I guess. I mean, like, there's definitely a schedule for my water ski training. But then all the school work, my parents never really, like, catch up or anything. Because, like, they know that I'm just going to do all the work and, like, I'm getting along well. So.
Okay, that's great. I'm only harping on this because I was 14 too one time. Yeah. And I can't imagine being in your position, you know. How about social life?
Social life, this
birthday parties, this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's a lot to sacrifice, like hanging out with friends and sleeping over. I mean, being me, I always have, like, I'm either always on the water or I'm overseas or I'm doing something else, you know. I'm always busy, so there's not really much time to hang with my friends.
Right, good thing there's a telephone and Skype.
Definitely.
Coming into water skiing as a sport, you know, it's not really a conventional sport for Malaysians. Some might think it's a hobby. Some might think it's an elitist sport. Some might think it's expensive, which it is actually expensive. But bring us through, you know, the different categories in water skiing. I understand there are three different disciplines.
Yeah, there's tricks, jump, slalom, but technically there's like four because overall is also one.
Okay.
But like it's just basically counting up all the points from tricks, jump, and slalom into one. Not all water skiers have to do all three events because, like, I mean, some can just be, like, a trick skier or slalom skier or jump skier. But in my case, I do all three.
All three. Is there any you prefer better than the other?
My main one is tricks, definitely,
because
I love tricks. So, yeah.
What's your favorite trick?
My favorite trick is it's like a flip. It's, you go from the back to a back. Like
okay,
flipping.
Like a 360 kind
of. Yeah, kind of.
Wow, on the water, it sounds pretty hard. How long did it take before you could pull one off?
Actually, with the help of like a really good coach, I only got it in 10 days.
10 days?
Yeah. So I never practiced that before those 10 days, and then I just got it.
Right, cool. Talk to us and bring us through, you know, your training sessions. You know, what time do you train? Do you train every day?
My schedule is basically like train early in the morning before school. I mean, if I have school. So I train early in the morning and I go to school and then I train after school.
Okay.
But then when there's no school, I just train all day.
No free time at all, huh? tell us about your coaches. Your dad, I'm sure, is a major and huge influence. I guess he was the person that actually kickstarted your career, right?
Yeah, he's been like my main coach since I was a baby, basically, and he has been with me all the way. And like, yeah, he's really helped me with like getting all my tricks together, and like really he's the one I should thank for all this.
How about your other coaches? I understand there are some foreign coaches that come.
Yeah, we have like a few overseas coaches that come over to the ski site for like 1 or 2 months or sometimes 10 days.
From an insider's perspective, you are quite deep and actually one of the icons in the Malaysian water skiing scene.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the community, you know. Is it big? Is it growing in your opinion?
I don't really know if it's like growing right now because our team is basically consists of me and my brothers. Because like we're always off in like competitions, but I definitely want it to grow more and like have other people to come over. Mm-hmm. But we're also like, I guess the water skiing community, if you're talking about professional, it's like just us three. But like recreational, there's like definitely many.
So yeah, you just said that, you know, many people take water skiing as a hobby and as an recreational activity to do, and not many people would actually go deep into it and actually pursue a career out of it. What would you say to, you know, people that think this way?
I would say that don't think that, to not think that, because, like, I mean, look at me, like, you can ski professionally. I mean, doing it as a hobby is fun and all, but, like, I think water skiing and, like, achieving a lot is, like, good.
Yeah, I mean, because it started as a hobby for you, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, it definitely started as a hobby for me, but, like, I really got into the competitive mode because my dad held, like, many nationals and everything.
Right. Do you remember, you know, the point where you thought, okay, you know what, water skiing was a hobby for me, but now it's getting serious. I'm getting all these medals.
Yeah, actually, like, it got to me, like, at a really young age. Like, I think I was, like, 7 or 6 even. Like, I already thought that, like, water skiing is going to be a career for me and I want to get to the top.
Even at 7?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, like, at 8, I was already winning the SEA Games gold, right? So I was already thinking that way.
That's great. How do you prepare for, you know, your different competitions that you have? You know, do you tweak your tactics and tricks based on the competition, or, you know, do you perform the same way all the time?
Yeah, I mean, the routine before that is always the same for a competition. Like, I have to prepare, like, stretch and everything, and then I guess.
Because forgive me if I'm wrong, but it does have added pressure, right? Water skiing, because it's kind of a performance sport in a way where you're doing tricks, right? It's not like football where it's a team sport, everyone's looking at the team. This one, all eyes are on you, it's just you in the water, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of pressure, especially in the big tournaments, because there's so many spectators. Like, there's this one tournament, the Mumbai Masters, there's like more than 100,000 spectators along the riverbank. So yeah, it kind of puts pressure, but really you just have to, like, let go of it sometimes.
Do you have any rituals, you know, pre-tournament? Do you have any certain things that you do, you know, listen to punk rock before you go on?
I definitely listen to, like, a lot of music before I ski. Like, sometimes it depends, like, whether I want it chill, or, like, sometimes I listen to, like, a lot of punk rock just to get me, like, really pumped. Yeah.
I want to talk a bit about, you know, the external factors in water skiing. Water conditions, wind conditions, all affects the game, right?
Yeah, it definitely affects the game.
How do you prepare for it?
I guess I prepare for it just by, like, noticing all the wind changes, and, like, I mean, every lake is different, so, like, the speed also has to change, and, like, rope length, just to adjust to the lake.
I want to talk a bit about your main training lake, Putrajaya Lake.
While
researching for this interview, I came across many international athletes who called the water washing machine because it moves so much and it's rough, right?
Yeah, it's pretty rough at, like, some parts of the lake,
and it's not that kind of condition, like, elsewhere, like, overseas?
Yeah, our site is, like, not the best condition, but there are so many other, like, really good sites which are, like, man-made, especially there's one in Santa Rosa Beach in Florida.
Okay.
That lake is owned by, like, world champion, basically, in his days. And so the lakes are, like, really, it's, like, a really closed area, and it's really flat all the time.
Right, so, cool. So do you feel that you have an advantage since you train every day in a choppy washing machine lake?
I guess I have an advantage because, like, when I get to, like, nice waters, I just, like, ski better.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So it does give you that you know, plus point, I guess.
Yeah.
So do you feel like when international athletes come here, you go, haha, look at that, not used to this water.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because, like, all the international athletes, they ski on, like, really nice, like,
calm,
flat lake. Right. Yeah, so I guess coming here is kind of a challenge for them.
You won your first gold medal at 8, like you said, SEA Games gold medal.
Yeah.
And were you expecting to win at all at that time, or were you just joining for fun?
Well, it was, like, I think it was my first big competition that I went to. So I didn't really think much of it. Like, I just, like, wanted to stand up because I knew that standing up was, like, the best thing that I could do then. So, like, even, like, after I did my run and everything, I actually went to play with my friends, and I didn't even know that I even got the gold.
Oh, so you were with your friends thinking, it's done, my workout's done for the day.
Yeah, exactly. So when, like, they were giving prize presentations, I was, like, nowhere to be seen. Yeah.
Fast forward, the last year's SEA Games, you bagged 3 gold medals instead.
Uh-huh.
Is it a case of your competition getting weaker or you getting a lot stronger?
I think it's definitely me getting a lot stronger because I've obviously improved in the years.
Mm.
And yeah, I just really did my best then.
Coming to 2018, we're half year now.
Yeah.
For the rest of the year, you know, what are the upcoming events coming up for you and how are you preparing for them?
Well, I have one more event for this season, which is the Junior Worlds in Spain in August.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, today there's a coach that just came and he's here for like a month.
Oh. Okay.
And he's going to coach me and prepare me for the one in August.
Yeah. Is a month enough time?
I think a month is a lot of time.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's just going to help me through everything and prepare me and get me consistent.
Great stuff. Yeah. Where do you see, or rather, where do you hope the future of water skiing in Malaysia goes?
I really hope it expands and that more people take water skiing as a more serious sport.
Right.
And, like... yeah, for me, I just want to like get a like because we already have the lake in Putrajaya. I just want to expand and get new lakes and build like ski resorts so like people can come and ski.
Yeah, I mean, you said that you plan to retire at 45.
Yeah,
which is a very very long time from now. You have
very,
to
yeah.
worry about that. But yeah, water skiing. So infrastructure and platforms are the issue here now, lah. I guess
yeah,
in Malaysia,
basically.
Not enough places to do it. You traveled to many different countries doing international tournaments. What would you say are, you know, the giants in water skiing in the world?
I think the biggest rivals I have now is the US. There's so many good skiers there, and also Australia.
Are the 14, 15-year-olds listening to this?
Yeah.
Not just in water skiing, but, you know, in sports. Can you give them some advice if they want to pick it up?
I think if you really want to achieve something in, like, your sport or get somewhere, you really just have to go for it. Because that's, like, what I do, like, all the time. Like, even when I, like, feel, like, really down, I know that I have this goal and I really want to just get it. You know?
All right.
So I would like to thank definitely my family because they've supported me so much.
Mm.
And then I would like to thank my sponsors. Pavadaran Putrajaya, MSN, ISN, and like MWWF, the Malaysian Water Skiing Wakeboard Federation. And then my sponsors, the Nautic Boats, Reflex Skis, and yeah.
Wow, look at that. 14 years old and already have sponsors. Crazy. Thank you very much for your time, Aliyah.
Thank you.
That was Aliyah Yong Hanifa, 15-year-old water skier who made history being the youngest gold medalist in the SEA Games history. And with that, we've come to the end of this week's show. If you'd like to check out the interview again, do head over to www.bfm.my. If you'd like to get in touch with us, do tweet us. We're at BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong. Thanks for listening. And do join us again next week right here on Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world, only here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.